And we thank you for joining us for our Broken Bow Wrestling Report this week as we're joined by Broken Bow Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf. Well, my friend, you had a nice week. Went to Holdridge, competed at the Southwest Conference Tournament Championships, and you were crowned team champion. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, that was, going into it, we knew that if we wrestled like we could, that we'd have a shot at it. Just because there's only seven teams, mm-hmm. and, not everybody had full weight. So it's one of those that the more weights you can fill, mm-hmm. the better shot you're going to have. So you can pick up points throughout the way. And like we were talking to our assistant coaches, my assistants, we were talking about it. Kind of makes up for some of the years where we were really good, but maybe somebody's sick or we have a couple kids sick and you can't win. So it was nice. It was nice to go out and get the conference championship.
I didn't go back and look. First time team champion since when? When was the last time you won the team title?
24.
Remember? 24. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You won it in 24. Last year, Minden won it.
Yep.
And then you guys did win in 24, didn't
yep.
you? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it was great to see you back at the conference top of the mountain.
It
so
is.
That was great.
It is. Yeah. It was, we had a lot of kids step up and wrestle pretty well. And to see some of the kids, Emmett Palmer get a conference championship yeah. and Troy Watson, just kind of validates the work that they've been putting in. And, if we can just keep them moving on up.
Yeah. Well, let's start with those two guys.
Yeah.
They won conference championships for you, Emmett Palmer. And then, as you mentioned, Croy, just a freshman. Mm-hmm. Boy, he had a great tournament, wrestled really well for you.
Yeah, he's a kid that he's kind of trying to figure out, because he was pretty successful as a youth wrestler. And here he is, and he's starting to pick up how to do it, against the high school kids. And that are quite a bit stronger than he is. I mean, he's strong, but he's still just, 15-year-old strong, not, mm-hmm. 17, 18, 19-year-old strong. So he's navigating his way around that, and there's a lot of upside to that kid.
Yeah, and I know Emmett has been a hard worker for
yep.
you, so to see him have that hard work pay off was kind of special on Friday.
Yeah, and I think this was the third time he's been in the finals at conference, and so for him to win, it was, it was good. Just kind of, like I said, validates what he's been doing. He works hard in the room, and to be on tops. As if Mr. Crawley always says, it's good to be king.
Yes, it is.
Just
for a day. Tom Petty even had a hit song
yes.
about that. Yes, indeed. You sent eight into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Braxton Reinerson, champion at 150. Aiden Markham at 165. Kobe Wells won at 175. Those three guys have kind of been leaders and strong wrestlers for you during their time in the program.
Yeah, they have. And they're wrestling well at the right time of the year. You go out and watch their matches and watch how they're executing things, and they're looking pretty tough. It was good for them. I mean, going in knew that like Kobe was going to have a couple of good matches, and it was going to be a match that trying to get one back from the kid from Gothenburg, because mm-hmm. he gotten beat by him at the duel. So, and Kobe goes out there and just does Kobe things. I mean, he looked tough, wrestled tough, and Brax going in, we knew Brax. I mean, Braxton's very tough, and 50 wasn't as tough as some of the other weights, but I mean, he just goes out and pins kids and moves on.
Yeah.
So, it was good. Yeah. We had Cash Watson back, and that was good. I mean, he, you look at it, and people, I can't remember, I talked to somebody at school, and they're like, ooh, that kid Cash wrestled. Must have been really good. I said, no. I said, he's good. He really is good. But Cash was up, 13 points when he tried to hit a fireman's to get a tech fall and got stuck to his back and couldn't get
and
off.
And that stuff can happen.
It does.
Sometimes. And is it, I'm going to go ahead and go here. There was an earlier part of the match where I know the guys who were calling it for us, Mr. Patch, Mr. Crawley, thought maybe there were some back points early in the match
mm-hmm.
that weren't awarded. that made a difference.
That does.
In the match, too. So, you know, you can look at a result, but when you haven't seen the match wrestled off, there can sometimes be a story behind the result.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
And it is. Yeah. And we, you know, we talk to the kids a lot about you just got to overcome it. You know what? You can't get let down or get upset that, you know what, you thought maybe you had calls or got a takedown or got back points or got things like that that you didn't get. You just got to keep working. Mm-hmm. And he did. Yeah. You know what? It had been very easy for him because this was a good kid. I mean, this was, if Cash is rated fourth, this kid's rated fifth and is a good sophomore from Minden. And, yeah, I mean, you just got to keep on overcoming it and keep on scoring points. And he was. It's just we left an elbow out too far.
Yeah.
He was able to get underneath it and put us right to our back.
Well, and I think it's okay to talk about this, too, with the Cash situation. This kid isn't really 100%. I mean, what he's doing on this knee that he's battling, I think is, well, it speaks to the toughness of the kid.
Yeah, it does. You know what? And that's the thing is that I'm going to be honest. When we went down, when we were talking about coming back for conference, because I, you know what, it was one of those things that we knew we had a shot to win conference. And we knew that Cash Watson is a big part of that because he can just score us a lot of points. And it's a week before district, so we're like, we'll get you back. You know what? You can get a good match. You know, and the way it was is I thought maybe we would get one or two warm-up matches. Mm-hmm. And then we could wrestle the kid from Minden in the finals. Well, just so happens that this week that the Gilligan kid from Gothenburg moved down to 38 and he's good. And so Cash had to wrestle him first and that was his first match. And I was like, all right, well, we're going to get a good test on this knee on how it is. And he come up aces. I mean, he was looked tough, wrestled tough. I think he tech-falled the kid or ended up pinning him and then goes out against the Minden kid and the same thing. You know what? Put the kid on his back several times and just couldn't get the pin and, you know, was one takedown away from a tech fall and left an arm out and got put to his back.
Yes, so, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Guys who finished runner-up for you, Kelston Linder made the finals, runner-up at 126. We've talked about Cash, Aaron Finney at 157. Again, eight guys into the finals. Boy, you guys kind of had the team thing wrapped up by the time you got to the medal round just because of the number of kids you put into the finals.
Yeah, and that's it. You know what, we talk about that, that as a team, most of the time you're going to win, if you're going to win a title, you know what, it's in the semis. You got to push people through just because there's so many more points to be scored on a semifinal win, and we did. And it was one of those that, yeah, there was – the team title was pretty much wrapped up after the semifinals. Yeah. And I think what we have, did we have 12 kids and we put eight in the finals? So that was.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Yeah, yeah. And then, and then you had people like, you know, Zach Longfellow placing in the top three, Richie Diaz medaled, Devin Baum medaled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a good solid day for your kids.
Yeah, you're getting points up and down the line. And with a tournament of seven teams, you know what, if everybody is contributing and scoring points, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move to this week.
Yeah.
Here we go. Saturday's the day.
Mm-hmm.
You get to host the C4 district competition. Some quality kids coming, quality teams coming to your facility. Give us your feel, your rundown as far as your kids and as you try to qualify kids for state on Saturday.
You know what, our kids, I think, are moving in the right direction. We just got to have another. We had a great week of practice. We got to have another great week of practice. And then, you know what? The chips are going to fall where they fall. We just got to go out and we got to compete. You know, there are some good teams. Pierce is coming off winning state dual championship, and they're coming in. They're looking tough. You know, and Mitchell brings in some good kids. Gibbon.
Yeah, they've been tough.
I mean, there's, you know, there is. I think it's Pierce's district to lose. I mean, they're deep and they're good. But you know what, getting points and district runner up, there's a lot of people that have a shot at that. Mm-hmm. So it's just about going out and seeing how you can wrestle and, you know, seeing what the seeds end up and how it's going to wrestle. So it's, yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah.
Get to do it. Get to do it in our home gym, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be loud. I don't know if some of these teams know how loud it's going to be in there. So that's all right.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be a great atmosphere.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Let's see, matches start at 9.
9 a.m.
Am I right on that? Yep. Saturday morning? Okay.
Yep. That's a, you know what, it's one of those things that's a little bit early. You know, you could probably start at 10, but we also have teams, you know, like North Bend and Pierce and Mitchell, that all these teams that are going to have to drive. So they're already here. So, like, let's mm-hmm. get this thing started. Yeah. And the ones that it really kind of is hard for are like your Cozads and your Kearney Catholics and stuff like the Ords, to where, you know what, we're close enough to where you don't need to stay overnight, but yet you're going to have to get up and mm-hmm. get here. So that's kind of tough on there, but we've been in districts enough where we have to drive the 4 hours home, and it's like, we appreciate the fact that
getting it started a little early.
Yeah, I gotcha. We're all used to getting up early.
Yeah.
But if we can get them home before 10 o'clock at night, yeah.
Well, I remember those drives from Nebraska Ooh. City and Mitchell and
yeah.
Gearing and
yeah.
all
no
those
kidding.
Places.
There's been some times where we have to commute, and it's yes. like, man, we appreciate the fact when you can get in and get out.
You like the fact that it can all be done in one day?
Yes and no. You know what? I like the fact that you're going to have to, your team has to be pretty mentally sound, because, you know what, if you're, you know, like we have some kids that are really pushing to get in the finals, and if you lose that semifinal match, you know what, all of a sudden you're coming right back, and it's not too long, and you're going to have to wrestle. Mm-hmm. And so it's, it makes it, I mean, you just got to make sure that you're on your kids, and that do it, you know, if everything's great, then everything's great. But if it's not, then you got to do some damage control and make sure kids kind of get locked back in.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. But as far as not having to stay overnight, not doing all those things, that's really nice.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on all of the success up to this point. Best of luck at districts. We'll throw out another shameless plug for Casey and I, KBBN. We'll be there all day. We'll broadcast all of the Broken Bow matches live as they occur on the mat all the way through the tournament. And so you can listen to that on KBBN 95.3 FM if you can't be there in person.
That's right. And you know what? We first tournament we won this year, you know, it was conference, and I said it was the patch factor.
It was.
We had patch there. Patch is our, he's our lucky, our good luck charm.
All right. Well, he came all the way from Chicago, buddy, to be your good luck charm.
We appreciate it. He is a diehard Broken Bow Indian wrestler.
He is, yes, yep. And he's our good luck charm, too. It's great to have him as a part of the crew and still doing it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Coach Ed Schaaf joining us on the Broken Bow Wrestling Report.